Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix.
And we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and as always, I got Matt Hestel.
Hey.
And two new guests. Well, one of them's new. The other one is experienced Breaking Pointer. We got Jayshna and Wex. What's going on, people?
Well, I may not be an experienced Breaking Point guest, but I hope I'm an experienced radio personality.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true.
Three broadcasts in 1 week?
It's impressive. Yeah, you know, I do radio a little bit. It's a side job.
Wait, what's Wex's real name? Sam, say your name.
Yeah, I'm Sam Wexler. I'm a junior at Carmel High School.
Hey, Sam. What do you do in the department, in the radio, please?
I'm a member of the sports department, and I broadcast football and soccer.
Our rivals. The sports and entertainment are
rivals.
Oh,
no, dude. We love sports. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but we're rivals.
Is there, like, beef?
Not at all.
No.
Just make this up. All right. And then our other guest.
Hi, I'm Jayshna. I'm a junior at Carmel, and I'm in the entertainment department.
Nice.
Best department.
For sure.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like sports does a whole lot.
But like,
I mean, maybe, but we have Breaking Points, though.
You guys have me beat, I'll be real.
That's true. All right, so our first story, guys. Flying really likes to mess with you, like in an airplane. I don't like flying. Personally, I find it like as a really weird experience.
You know how we talked about don't fall asleep during takeoff and landing last week?
Uh-huh.
My dad told me that he literally, like the instant the motors turn on, he falls asleep. So I had to rest him.
That's what my dad always does. Like every time he takes off, he just conks
like,
out.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Wait, why can't you fall asleep?
Because so there's pressure that builds up in the cabin and in your head, and if you're not awake to like pop your ears, then it could like explode your eardrums.
The trick is to chew gum.
Yeah, chew gum,
yawn,
stay awake. Stay awake. I mean,
I'll put like 5 pieces of gum in one side of my mouth.
Like, does that really do it? Is that
just keep the ears popping the entire time?
For sure.
Well, this new study shows that 15% of men and 6% of women said that they cry when they watch movies on planes. What they're saying is that when they're on planes, people get more emotional.
Well, I went from Zurich to New York City, and I watched Godzilla, but it was in Dutch, so I didn't cry.
That's fair. I think I watched Inception for the first time, my favorite movie, on a plane.
Really?
Yeah, I cried.
I feel like... Oh, okay. I've only been on a plane like a handful of times, but the most recent time I can remember, I was sitting next to my dad, and he had this... On his iPad, he had a... video, or it was a movie of this chef, or like a sushi restaurant in like a New York subway that has a 3-star rating, which is like the highest out of whatever the rating was. And it was like in Japanese, but it had English subtitles, so I was just like looking over his shoulder and reading it the whole time.
Was that very entertaining?
It actually was, because like, I tried to match the words with their lips and didn't work, but
wow,
it was a good time.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, so in other clown-related news, though, so this clown in Boston ran for city council.
Is running.
Fine. The clown is currently running for Boston City Council.
And everyone thought Donald Trump was crazy for running.
Oh, man.
The first sentence in this article says, as if politics weren't enough of a circus.
There's an actual
love
clown.
It.
Yeah.
You gotta get it. I wouldn't vote for him.
Dude, definitely would.
I definitely would.
You would?
Well, actually, just kidding. No, I wouldn't. It's like how Kanye is running in 2020.
I would vote for Kanye, though.
People would vote as a joke, but then, like, what if he actually, like, wins? And then it'd be a bad thing. So then you don't actually vote for the clown, but you say that you did.
I mean, Kid Rock and The Rock are running next
okay, definitely
election.
Voting for The Rock, though.
Wait, we have Kid Rock, The Rock, and Kanye all running 2020? Mm-hmm.
And yes. Kanye rocks, dude.
That hurt. I think a clown should run, and I think that an actor should run. Well, I guess The Rock.
Well, so there's an actor and a rapper, and two rappers, actually.
And they're both clowns. Okay. I tried there. It just didn't work.
The guy's name is Pat Payaso. Don't, like, roast me for that. It means clown in Spanish, and he'll be on the November ballot with 7 other candidates.
And 4 of them make it onto this seat, or, like, whatever it is.
Like, the official ballot? Or yeah. No, is it? It's just council. So like, yeah, there's yeah. 4 seats.
Yes. Right,
that makes sense.
So the top 4 people.
So Boston City Council, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm about to become a citizen of Boston and turn 18 at the same time.
A citizen of Boston.
The question, yes. The question is, would the clown always be dressed as a clown?
Yes.
So like every time that this person goes to city council, it'd be dressed as a clown?
They have to keep up appearances. I mean,
fair.
The people voted for the clown, so like why not be a clown the whole time?
The time is 5:18 and the temperature is 91 degrees. For your WHAE news report, this has been John Griffin.
Oh my gosh, it's 91 degrees.
Are you kidding me?
91, maybe 0.3.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow, that was so good.
Welcome probably to not, fall. Though.
That was great newscast, as always, John.
Good thank job, you,
John. Do you guys have any final words you'd like to say?
I don't know. Shout out to all the callers we couldn't take because we were busy.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us, you guys.
Yeah, anytime. You're welcome. Anytime. We got 2 new guests after this quick break. Stay tuned for more. Yeah, so we got 2 new guests here. Never before on The Breaking Point. We got Quinn and Caitlin. How's it going, guys?
I'm doing great.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. So Caitlin's in radio and Quinn is not. What a loser. Yeah, right. So Caitlin, what do you do here at the station?
I actually have a live show too. Tuesdays, 4:30 to 6, Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Wow.
I'm going to slide that promo right in there.
I see how it is. And then Quinn, like, what's your thing?
I'm only here for 2 periods and then I go to beauty school.
What?
Yeah.
You go to beauty school?
Yep, every day.
That's pretty cool.
From 12 to 4.
Do you learn how to make up and stuff?
Yeah, I learn everything pretty
That's
much.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're making a robot that has artificial muscles.
So what I don't get about this... Okay, so hold on. Let's get some backstory before I get into my speculation. So in tests, it demonstrated enormous strength. It had strain density, which is the amount of energy stored in each gram of elastic body. So that's a lot of big
words.
That's
a lot of words.
So basically, it's 15 times more powerful than regular muscle. So like... It's really strong,
and it's like a fake muscle that they can put on robots and stuff.
So what would you use it for?
So like
strong robots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pick up strong things, of course.
But like, what I don't get though is like, why don't they just program it to be super strong anyways? Like, what's the point of adding on an extension that makes it powerful? Like, I don't get how that works either. But that's
you
my
might
question.
Not always need the strength, so you can just add it.
But like,
how does it get so strong?
Because it's artificial. Wait,
it's the material it's made from, they develop something that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, but like,
okay, wait, so.
The rock, okay, hold on. Here's my analogy. So the rock is really strong,
yes.
Right? But he doesn't always use his full like brute force to do everything. Like when he opens the door, he doesn't like slam it open every time. So like robots don't have to do that. So like why not just make it super strong all the time?
Well, robots can't exactly think like we do, yes. And, like control themselves.
Not yet. We have this game?
Kind of, question mark.
Oh, geez.
We're going to be discussing dumb Indiana laws.
So it's not really a game, but we're talking about dumb Indiana laws.
Yeah.
Great.
They have a list of, like, every single state in, like, the dumb laws that they've created for those states, and we're on Indiana right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I just read through, like, a few of them. This is really funny. Okay.
Yeah. So one of them is for Indiana, the value of pi is 3.
Dang it. I was going to say that one.
Yeah. the law states that the value of pi is 3.
There is no debate. Pi equals 3. Not 3.14.
Not 3.14?
No. 3. The number
is 3. Just 3. So we've been doing math wrong for the state of Indiana.
Correct. We have been breaking the law as school and public schools. Do you guys have any final words that you'd like to say on The Breaking Point?
Tune in to Everything But The Kitchen Sink Tuesdays from 4:30 to 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo. I'll tune in. Oh, also tweet at them dog pictures.
Yes, please tweet us dog pictures. Our Twitter handle is EBTKS_WHJE. We have a thread going. You'll
love
it.
I have a cat. Can I tweet a cat picture?
No.
I'm going to tweet a cat just to make him
upset. We're going
to
report it.
Oh, never mind.
Watch out.
How about you, Quinn?
Nope.
Well,
thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. And then Sam Wexler, the guy who was on before us, is making me say this. So bear with me. At 7 p.m., Sam Wexler and Reagan Heen broadcast the senior night Carmel boys soccer game right here on WHAE. So stay tuned for that. This is Step by Vampire Weekend.
Adios.